For SearchSAP.com, I'm Rob Westerbelt, and you're listening to Search SAP News Roundup for March 27th, 2006. In this podcast, we'll talk about the state of the SAP job market with career expert John Reed. SAP also announced more customer wins for its Safe Passage program. And finally, Silicon Graphics is trying to sell its Linux servers to SAP customers. And now, let's turn to the news. SAP put the spotlight on its Safe Passage program this month. The software vendor announced that so far 200 companies have migrated to SAP under the Safe Passage program. SAP's Safe Passage program gives some incentives and license credits to companies that migrate from Oracle to SAP. SAP's announcement coincided with Oracle's financial numbers. Oracle Corporation posted a 42% jump in profits on 18% revenue growth. Despite lagging database and middleware sales, Oracle said new application license revenue surged 77%. The software vendor is in the process of integrating its various acquisitions, including Siebel Systems, PeopleSoft, J.D. Edwards & Company, and retail software vendor Retech. Financially troubled Silicon Graphics is trying to market its Linux servers to SAP customers. The server maker is seeking out SAP customers that are planning to migrate off the mainframe. Silicon Graphics is partnering with Realtek AG. Realtek is a mainframe consultancy based in Germany. Silicon Graphics is marketing its Altix 350, 330, and 4700 servers to SAP customers. Silicon Graphics market segment manager Scott Ellman said that many Silicon Graphics clients need to consolidate very massive data set clusters. Ellman said Silicon Graphics customers have historically been research institutions and firms requiring high-performance computing applications. Charles King, who serves as principal analyst at Pundit Research, said Silicon Graphics has had trouble marketing its servers to support enterprise applications. It faces heavy competition from Sun Microsystems and HP, which have mainframe migration programs. Silicon Graphics warned investors in February that it could be forced to file for bankruptcy or put the company up for sale due to poor earnings. With me on the phone is John Reed. John is site expert at SearchSAP.com. John handles SAP career-related questions from our readers. He is vice president of SAPTips.com. That's a website that publishes SAP implementation best practices. John has been publishing SAP career analysis for more than a decade and is the author of the popular SAP Consultant Handbook. John, thanks for being with us.
Glad to join you guys today.
John, can you kind of give us a general overview of how the job climate has changed for SAP professionals over the last 5 years or so?
Well, SAP professionals have had a pretty bumpy ride since the year 2000. The SAP market slowed down significantly after Y2K, and SAP was in a real battle to preserve market share versus the best of breeds like Siebel and Ariba that were fighting it out. And that, in turn, created issues for consultants because companies were skeptical about going forward with SAP and what that would entail. Since the year 2000, it's been a challenging market to succeed in as a consultant, but I think experienced people have had an inside track on getting the jobs that are available. Mm-hmm. SAP itself is doing a lot more of the consulting work than it used to, and that's a factor that continues. And, of course, offshore resources and outsourcing have definitely changed things, especially for SAP ABAP programmers. So there's been a number of trends that have made the consulting market a more challenging place to be, and what it means is that every successful SAP professional has to really think carefully about making proactive changes to their skill set and doing their best to succeed within a particular niche. One good news aspect that we're seeing now is that the best-of-breed struggle is kind of behind SAP, and it looks like the ERP market going forward is mostly about SAP and Oracle, and SAP has a stable install base now, and we're looking at a series of pending upgrades that could really generate a significant amount of consulting needs and activities. Now, so I think there's about as good news for SAP consultants now as there ever has been the last 5 years.
Now, what are some of those trends that are kind of driving the market right now?
Well, when you look at a market, you look at not only what are the enhancements companies are excited about, but what I always look at the negative motivation too. And SAP has released its upgrade schedule and release schedule, and we see that 4.6c, which is the most common SAP release, will not be supported after the year 2009. Mm-hmm. And so what we have now is a series of basically an enforced upgrade scenario where companies are going to have to make this move to what's sometimes called 5.0 or MySAP ERP within the next few years. And also SAP is starting to deliver a little bit on the functionality that it promised, which of course includes a lot more web-enabled functionality, a lot more built-in analytics and that type of thing. And so that's also creating new opportunities for consultants going forward.
Now, with SAP coming out with MySAP ERP, the latest version, they're going to be service enabling most of their or all of their applications over the next few years. Let's talk a little bit about service-oriented architectures and web services, and I know that's kind of been the buzzword words for the past maybe couple of years or so. Is this something that people should really be looking at?
Oh, I definitely think so. And obviously, for technical people, it's vital because the architecture that SAP has developed, it's not a pure web-based architecture, but it's very much web service enabled. And so whether you're a system admin person or a programmer, understanding what SAP's web development tools and web services in general is going to be vital to progressing in the coming years. But even on the functional side with business analysts, as you explained, Rob, when you have web services enabling all kinds of functionality on the business side, functional consultants are also going to need to be aware of how it is that SAP plans on using these services. And essentially what we're talking about is making life easier for whether it's employees or customers or suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the Internet is reaching the point where you can have secure ways of sharing that information, which even 2 years ago was more difficult. And so if you can share information securely online, then there's many good arguments for doing so, whether you want to talk about employee self-service functionality or online auctions or whatever it is. And so that's where SAP is going, and consultants are going to need to incorporate that into their toolkit.
Now, with SAP moving forward with that, is and you had mentioned ABAP, going offshoring, and is that still the case? Are we looking at the death of ABAP?
Well, you know, that's funny you said that. I think the death of ABAP is actually premature. A couple years ago, it really looked that way because not only was offshore really hitting hard on the ABAP side, but then in addition to that, SAP was really emphasizing Java and J2EE in the new NetWeaver suite, and we weren't hearing much about ABAP anymore. But I think SAP must have gotten some pushback from customers who appreciate the performance that ABAP has historically provided and also all the development work they've done in that environment, because when you look at the new releases and technologies, companies basically have a choice between using more conventional ABAP development tools or going in more of a Java or even a .NET direction for their development. And so what it looks like is that companies are going to continue to have the option to develop an ABAP, and so that means that if companies are going to continue to do that, then you're going to have consultants who can still make a living in that arena. But I would say that, unlike in the past, you won't be able to focus solely on ABAP. It's going to be a combination of ABAP and web-based tools and technologies, because essentially SAP has wrapped its ABAP engine and other technologies such as XML or whatever universal protocols are needed. And so It's not a strict ABAP anymore. It's basically an ABAP / web programming hybrid type of position. And it doesn't mean the ABAP market is coming back. It's still going to face the challenges that outsourcing provides as far as impacting rates and such. But it does mean that ABAP is not going to die as it looked like it might 2 years ago.
I also wanted to ask about regulatory compliance issues and security. I know, just looking at some of the latest reports from the analyst firms, companies are still spending on regulatory compliance, such as Sarbanes-Oxley, and security still seems to be a big concern. Is that an area that SAP professionals should be looking at?
I think it's good to understand understand how those issues affect your area and try to incorporate them into your skill set. We didn't see the explosion of requirements, for example. We thought we were going to see a real surge in needs for example, SAP, Sarbanes-Oxley folks, and we didn't really see the surge we were expecting there.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been some demand for that, and basically what it comes down to is that when you look at security and regulatory issues, they impact just about every area of SAP in one way or another. But it's different. I mean, obviously, if you're a system administrator, then there's a bunch of security issues to understand that can help you in your role. And then on the functional side, if you're a financials person, there's regulatory issues there. In the HR area, you might have privacy issues mm-hmm. regarding compensation or unemployment claims or whatever it is. And so when you run into any issue that pertains to regulation, if you can master how SAP conforms to those regulations and add a little bit of that, it's basically, you can look at it like adding some spice and sizzle to your toolkit as opposed to having that be a focus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's very many consultants that are focusing on it,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen a lot of consultants who have added some of that. Like just the other day, I got a financials consultant resume, and they had some pretty nice Sarbanes-Oxley compliance work as part of a recent project, but it wasn't their sole focus. It was just one of the things that they were doing. And so, yes, I think understanding that can help you to be more marketable, but it doesn't look like for most people it's becoming a focus. It's just another aspect of their skill set that makes their background more appealing.
Now, I wanted to also touch on a couple of more issues here before we let you go. SAP jumped into the CRM on-demand market, and I know software as a service has also been the big buzzword as of late. What is this an area that people should be looking at? Is this just one of those trends that jump in the news and maybe we should be ignoring at this point?
Well, I like what you're saying, because I do think that SAP consultants to stay marketable need to follow these trends and try to do the basic plotting of how these trends could impact skills and need for consultants. The problem, of course, with an on-demand type of application is the whole point of it is to make installation and implementation more efficient and cheaper. And so you wonder how consultants are going to get impacted in CRM on-demand implementations.
Mm-hmm.
And one would think that maybe not as much as they are in traditional CRM applications. And that's sort of the same as SAP's push into the small business market, because it kind of connects. Like, a lot of smaller companies are going to be more interested in CRM on demand because they're not going to want to implement a full CRM suite. And the problem, of course, with smaller businesses is they're just not used to paying the kind of consulting rates and the lengths of projects that most SAP consultants are used to. They're looking for much more of an out-of-the-box type of scenario. So you can run into some areas where SAP could actually end up having some success, but it might not end up generating a lot of consulting needs. So it's something to keep an eye on. The on-demand stuff, I haven't seen a lot of need for it on the consulting side yet.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I think any enterprising SAP consultant wants to stay on top of those issues. And certainly CRM in general fits into the areas of growth within SAP. I would say keep an eye on it, but I haven't seen any sign that it's really going to be a key area for consulting.
I also obviously wanted to, I know I've asked you this a number of times for news stories at the site. RFID, radio frequency identification, supply chain, sensor technologies.
I think some of it is just that a lot of companies are pursuing barcoding things in a more conventional with RF technologies, not so much RFID. And so a lot of the RFID SAP consultants I know can also, switch over into just standard RF conventional barcoding products as needed until the RFID market heats up. It's something, obviously, when you look at it, companies are eventually going to go in that direction. The problem is that you can end up in an awkward position as a consultant waiting for that market to open up. And supply chain is sort of the same way, where supply chain planning, obviously, and optimizing that is a part of what companies are trying to do. But as a consultant, how do you anticipate that? And SAP has been a slow consulting market for supply chain consultants for quite some time now. The SAP's flagship supply chain product, APO, Advanced Planning and Optimizer, has not been successful for consultants, really, for the last couple of years. And It may be that the complexity of these implementations has bogged some companies down, but over time, you know you're going to see it, because that's basically what these trends are all about. I mean, basically, from year 2000 on, what we're looking at is transitioning from looking at ERP as a transactional system to looking at it from the vantage point of how is that transactional information leveraged. And there's two main components of that. One is business intelligence, which is how can we leverage this transactional information for better strategic decisions. And the other component is how do we take that information and basically extend it to customers and suppliers and give them a window into that technology. And SAP has been talking about this for 5 years, but what we're seeing is finally things are converging where SAP is starting to deliver more and more on the promise of that. They're not totally there yet, but they're also at a point now with Internet protocols where some of the security issues are being addressed, some of the performance issues are being addressed, and this is happening more and more. So supply chain does fit into that, because obviously the more you can hook your suppliers into your systems and have them talk to each other without worrying about complex custom integration, the more it's going to happen. But you're right, it's just been an area that's been a little disappointing because we heard so much buzz. But the bottom line is that consultants aren't getting the work. There's a handful of specialists who are getting these early scoping projects, but that's really what we're seeing on the RFID side. So it has been a little bit disappointing. But when you look at it in the long run, it does make sense. It just makes logical sense that if you can put a tag on a package that can relay, quote-unquote, smart information about its location, that eventually companies are going to want to do this. But outside of certain areas where they've been required to do it for government and for, say, Walmart suppliers and such, you've seen companies dragging their feet on this. And I think to a certain degree you understand why. They're being cautious because they don't want to bear the brunt of the early adoption costs and expenses and challenges. They want to play a wait-and-see role and let other people do it. But the problem is that really dampens the consulting environment, because consulting is a product of supply and demand. And so when you have only a handful of flagship projects, that means it's what I call a winners and losers market, where just a handful of experts are getting all the work.
Well, John, you've talked us out of time here.
Okay.
Well, we could talk about job issues probably for hours.
An hour, I think.
Well, excellent, John. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure, Rob.
You can pose a question to John Reed by going to searchsap.com. Just go to click on the Ask the Experts button and scroll down to the SAP Careers and Certifications section. You can also read John's information at saptips.com. That concludes this edition of Search SAP News Roundup. Have a great week.